Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. Today's guest is Giants first baseman Brandon Belt. But before we talk to Brandon, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. As I was thumbing through Golf Digest, I found that TPC Harding Park is recognized as one of the best places to play in America, and you can also watch great golf there. Coming soon, the city of San Francisco will host the top 64 professional golfers in the world at TPC Harding Park as they play in the World Golf Championship Cadillac Match Play Tournament. Don't miss this spectacular event, April the 27th through May the 3rd. Please visit www.tpc.com/Harding Park for more information. Brandon, tell us about last season and what you learned as far as dealing with adversity. You guys got off to such a great start, but then it just seemed like things were tumbling and you still win the World Series.
Yeah, absolutely. I think learned a lot about our team and you know, we got into a low point during the season, but we hung around just enough to get us in the playoffs. And we found out that when we hang together and we come together and play well as a team and rely on each other like we did last year, we have a chance to do great things, and that's what we did.
How challenging was it for you with the injuries? I mean, to be out, it had to be difficult to not be in games while you're out and you're trying to come back and not really knowing when you're going to come back when you're dealing with a concussion.
Yeah, it's tough. You work your whole life and your whole career to make sure you get on the field and you can play every day, and then something weird like that happens, and you got to sit back and watch, and you know you can't. There's nothing you can do really to help the team win out there, so it's tough. But you know, for me, I just had to look forward to the future and getting back out on the field, and I had to keep telling myself, "Hey, you're going to have a chance to come back at the end of the season and help this team win." So that's really what got me through it and kept me working hard, and it ended up paying off in the end.
Did you talk to other players, other athletes who have gone through the concussion syndrome?
Actually, Roger Staubach came when he came to our to our clubhouse one day. He was talking about how he had a lot of injuries, but I think just going to see Dr. Mickey Collins in Pittsburgh gave me a lot of confidence that when he gave me, he released me to go play baseball, I was very confident that I was good to go. So. You know, it was very detailed work that I did with him, and I knew that when it was over with, I was going to be ready to play baseball.
Yeah, I think I heard you did eye exercises for one thing.
Yeah, I mean, that was the main thing that was wrong with me. It really messed up my eyes, that concussion. So I had to do a lot of eye work and vestibular inner ear stuff. And, you know, once I was able to get past it, it was terrible at first. I mean, it really sucked. I'm sorry. It was brutal. But once I was able to get used to it again and kind of correct that vision and vestibular problems, everything else just kind of fell into place.
We'll have more with Giants first baseman Brandon Belt right after this. Giants fans are settling for nothing but the best these days, so if you're in the market for buying or selling real estate in San Francisco, you'll want the A-1 real estate agent. Well, at McGuire Real Estate, the top producer is Robert Merriman, and I encourage you to give him a call at 415-351-4698 or check him out at robertmerriman.com. Robert Merriman is opening doors for buyers and sellers in the city, and his excellent service is never discounted. Whether you're a buyer or seller in San Francisco, you need a creative negotiator on your team. Robert Merriman at McGuire Real Estate is the man for the job. Contact Robert at 415-351-4698. That's 415-351-4698. Or robertmerriman.com. You think about any sport, you're at risk when you go out there as far as injury, and you're trying to prevent it as much as you can. They got these big helmets. I mean, sometimes, you know, a pitcher can maybe wear the helmets. I think we only saw one pitcher do it, but do you think that baseball could do even more as far as being protected out there?
I don't know. I mean, it's hard. I mean, it's hard to really kind of conceive that. I mean, I know you've had some players wear helmets out in the field before, but you just don't know how everybody's going to take it. So, I mean, I'm not sure, and I'm glad they get paid to do that, not me.
Exactly. Tell us about what you think about the 2015 version of the Giants. No Pablo Sandoval, no Michael Morse. Every year teams change, but, you know, those are two important cogs that have moved on in their careers.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, gonna miss that power a little bit in the lineup, but at the same time, I mean, this is going to be a team that's going to be able to get on base and still going to be able to drive in runs. I mean, you know, playing this ballpark, you don't really worry about, you know, hitting home runs too much. You got to worry about hitting the ball hard and hitting those gaps, and you're going to be able to score a lot of runs that way. So I think we're going to surprise a lot of people and get ready for the Giants again in 2015.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, you're not putting any more pressure on yourself to hit home runs since you're one of the guys who can do it. I mean, you got Posey, Pence. There are other guys who can hit home runs, but, it's not as throughout the lineup as it was before.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't think we have to hit home runs to win ball games, and we've shown that in the past. So it's just a matter of going out there and play within ourselves and putting the ball in play and getting people on base, which we're going to do, and driving those runs in. And we have a lot of guys that can do that. We have a lot of guys that can put the ball in the gap and get your doubles and triples and whatnot. They don't always have to be home runs. So if we can do that, like I said, we're going to score a lot of runs and win a lot of ball games.
And you go back a couple of years ago, and things weren't going all that great for you at the plate, and then all of a sudden you came on like gangbusters. And, a lot of people pointed to the fact that you moved to the back of the batter's box, you changed your grip. I mean, are those the two main things? Are there any other improvements that you think that you made to become an accomplished hitter?
You know, I think experience was a big part of it, and I think somebody like Crawford can tell you the same thing because he was kind of in the same situation as me. And you come up here and you got to learn a lot of things at the big league level. And it's tough to do sometimes, but if you can kind of push through it, you're going to come out better on the other side. And I think for me, that's huge for me, is I can draw on those experiences in the past. And I think that's what's given me so much confidence coming in this year. I really, feel like from everything I've learned that I can come out and have a good year this year.
More with Brandon Belt of the Giants after this. Today's interview is being sponsored by Toscalito Tire and Automotive. You have to admit, collecting World Series titles is a new trend for the Giants, but at Toscalito Tire and Automotive, they've been winning since 1971 with quality tires and reliable auto and light truck repair at 6 Bay Area locations near you. Toscalito Tire and Automotive will take care of you like family, and they offer a nationwide guarantee backed by the strength of the Goodyear Tire and Service Network. And unlike watching close Giants games, going to Toscalito equals a stress-free life. No torture at Toscalito Tire and Automotive with 4 Marin locations, plus the Marina in San Francisco and Vallejo. Toscalito, more than just a tire store. You mentioned Crawford. I mean, how much does it help to have a core group of guys that have come up through the organization together? You're going to have players that you add, like adding Aoki and adding McGee. That's going to be important to this season's team. But the core guys who have come up together, really get to know each other, how much does that add to the chemistry of the team?
It's something that you really can't even describe, I guess. I mean, it's huge for us. We have to have that. We have that core group of guys, and then the guys upstairs just kind of mold the team around that. And it's just kind of like everybody's personality just meshed together. And for some reason, we always find a way to come together. And in the end, it ends up working out for us. And that's why we have three rings in 5 years.
You know what it's like when you first get up to the major leagues. I mean, how much did players like you and Crawford, others who have come up and helped the World Series championship before, help a guy like Joe Panic or a Matt Duffy, the young guys who came up and were kind of bright-eyed?
Yeah, I think that that the veterans on the team have done a good job with that and just kind of making the younger guys feel welcome. And when they do that, they kind of expect to be a part of the team and expect to contribute. So when they have that idea in their head, they're going to go out there and they're going to perform better, in my opinion. So I think that's why they've been able to go out there and do that, because they feel like once they come up, they're a part of the team. They're not just some rookie that's up here and has to speak when spoken to and stay in their locker and stuff like that. They have a good time just like we do.
How much do you think the experience of a Game 7 of a World Series does for you? Not just winning the World Series, but going through something like that. Because a Game 7 in any series is pretty intense, but to win the whole thing based on one game.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably as stressful as you can get in baseball. So, I think it helped going through that for a lot of guys in 2012 when we had to come back in a lot of games, being down to Cincinnati and St. Louis. And, this is something that could help us in the future, too. I mean, it's it's good for baseball. You like that part of it too. I think there's a lot of people that watch that game, and it was a lot of fun, but at the same time, it's a lot of stressful. But it's something that you can probably look back on later on and say, hey, I can draw from that experience and use it now.
Before I let you go, some key players that are coming back. Angel Pagan, who missed time there at the end of the season and has missed a lot of time. And Matt Cain, he was out. If those two guys are healthy, how much does that improve this team, help it to compete in the National League West?
Yeah, absolutely. It's like picking up a big free agent or making a big trade midseason or something like that. It's going to be huge to have those guys back. And I think people will be surprised at how well we're going to be able to perform, especially those guys, whenever they come back this year. Seems to me that everything's going good with all of them, and everybody feels good and ready to go. So we're all excited about getting back out there.
All right, Brandon. Hey, thanks a lot for the time. Good luck this season.
All right, thank you.
That's Giants first baseman Brandon Belt. Join us again on Wednesday as our spring training interviews continue. We'll talk with Hunter Strickland, relief pitcher with the Giants. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin.